You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. About half of U.S. states are considering right-to-repair bills. Those would require manufacturers to publish manuals so that anyone can make repairs on electronics and appliances, everything from iPhones to tractors to ventilators. Some of the bills focus on just one of those categories. In Arkansas, it's farm equipment. In Oregon, it's consumer electronics. And in California, it's medical equipment. And in France, a new law just went into effect requiring makers of some gadgets to put a repairability score on the label. Kyle Weens is CEO of iFixit. He says there may be momentum, but there's also a lot of resistance.
This is a huge uphill battle. There is $7.5 trillion in market cap registered to lobby against right-to-repair bills. Apple really doesn't want this legislation to happen because they've got us on a treadmill where we're buying new iPhones every 2 years. They like that a lot. If you could swap your own battery, maybe you'd hang on to your phone for 3 or 4 years. We've seen concerted lobbying attention. But the thing about this issue is I like to say all humans are in favor of right-to-repair. Like, this is a bipartisan issue. We've got like very conservative legislators in Nebraska proposing this. We've got very liberal folks in Massachusetts working on it. This is a bipartisan issue, and it's really a question of the rest of us against a few concentrated monopolies.
Massachusetts passed the repair law late last year just for cars. Do you have a sense yet of how that's working on the ground?
So Massachusetts passed a automotive right to repair bill on the ballot this last fall. And this is very exciting because it will expand right to repair existing laws to cover wireless communications that cars have. The current state of that law is that the manufacturers have sued the state of Massachusetts to delay implementation, and a federal court is going to be hearing that suit in the coming months.
Do you think that's a likely outcome, even in states that do manage to get this passed, is that it'll be a long time before they actually go into effect?
I'm certainly hopeful that this could go into effect quickly. We've seen France's law that went into effect January 1st, and it's really starting to change manufacturer behavior, and you know, companies like Samsung are increasing access to parts and manuals. So we're optimistic, but there certainly is the possibility of a court challenge to slow things down.
That's so interesting that Europe, you know, just like with privacy in some cases and data protection, may end up leading the way here and frankly, creating a framework that would make it easier for companies to behave that way here, too.
Absolutely. And we have heard from manufacturers in the U.S. that they're paying attention to the French law and they want to design their products to score better. Because if you think about it, if you're looking at two smartphones on the shelf and they seem kind of similar and one has a repair score of 8 and the other's got a big red label that says it's a 3 and it's going to be hard to fix, well, why not get the easier to fix, longer lasting phone?
Kyle Weens is CEO of the repair site iFixit. Electronics repair really kicked up during the pandemic because of supply chain problems and everyone needing devices for school and work. Weens told me that's definitely contributing to this momentum. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.